Good morning, everyone. My name is Luke, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Hotellas City Express's third quarter 2023 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please ensure that your full name is displayed correctly on Zoom. If not, please take a moment to edit your display name. I will now turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, the company's Investor Relations Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. We released our third quarter 2023 results yesterday after market close, which can be viewed on Hotellas City's Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call is Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, the company's CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for joining us today to present Hotellas City Express third quarter results. I would like to share the progress, recent developments, and financial performance of this quarter. Our primary focus during this period has been dedicated to the integration process with Marriott International, where we've been working to align our technology and distribution platforms to insert our hotels into a new era in international market reach. Turning our attention to the economic picture, we are seeing a resilient economy with uneven market recovery. As inflation has fallen to 4.45% since last September, and interest rates have stabilized at 11.5%, following months with continued increases. We have maintained our pricing strategy accordingly to the specific market conditions, but always trying to offset inflationary pressures, resulting in an average daily rate increase of 6.3% year over year. We're looking forward on taking advantage of increased industrial production and exports fueled by nearshoring alongside demand across various regions of the country. We are confident that these ongoing trends will continue to attract both leisure and business travelers, further bolstering demand for our hotels in the coming 15 months. During the third quarter, our company witnessed a year-on-year growth in the average daily rate, reaching 1,205 pesos for the quarter, up 6.3% compared to the same quarter of last year, while maintaining occupancy at 56.5%, which take into account the negative effects during the integration that led to a shortfall of around 3 to 3.5 percentage points in occupancy rates. Nevertheless, our accumulated EBITDA is still in the range of 700 million pesos, which represent an increase of 13% over the year 2022. As for the second half of September and into October, we've observed significant improvements in bookings and digital channel engagement. We're hopeful that our occupancy rates will normalize for the remainder of the year and anticipate a stronger year end as the effects of the transaction with Marriott becomes evident. During August, we completed the integration process, officially launching the go-live phase for our strategic relationship with Marriott. Our teams have been working together to connect, merge, and unify our technology platforms. Additionally, we began shifting our loyal City Premier's customers to Bonvoy, reorganized domains, and migrated certain apps from Hotellas City to Marriott. It is worth noting that since the integration, we witnessed lower distribution costs in OTAs, and the mix of international travelers has increased by 11 percentage points, driven by new international accounts and foreign independent travelers, now accounting for 41% of total guests. With respect to our operating costs, we have increased employee headcount and salaries in response to market conditions, in order to be ready to meet expected demand in certain locations. Additionally, we have made minor investments in remodeling and expenditures in operating equipment such as linen, curtains, among others, that were left from the pandemic and will have a one-time impact. Nonetheless, our dedication to improving our cost and expenses remain a main concern, along with improving the profitability of our portfolio. Our target is to return to pre-pandemic levels of 12% ROICs at the hotel level. Notably, several hotels have already reached a stable level of performance, while others still have the opportunity to recuperate their performance in the short and medium term. The rollout of our F&B project has been implemented in 11 properties, mostly City Express Plus, with positive results, with expected revenue for the year of 193 million pesos. This project should consolidate in the next year, 2024. With these efforts, our premium hotels will enforce service to better compete in the regional markets. Throughout the year, we experienced a 40 million pesos year-on-year decrease in operating income on our management company. This is due to the sale of our brands to Marriott. The strategic move will serve to enhance the positioning of our properties within the industry by opening new markets and actively participating in diverse sales channels and upholding stringent quality and service controls. We anticipate a turnaround in the medium term as the integration benefits progressively and continues to unfold. Although the Bajío region falls behind the rest of the portfolio, the region still has room for improvement due to current market conditions. However, the Southwestern Corridor continues to perform well, with an occupancy of close to 64% during the quarter, primarily driven by oil regions and, as previously mentioned, leisure tourism. Similarly, the border states have maintained solid performance thanks to rising exports and nearshoring. On the financial front, we have reduced our financial expenses by 20 million compared to last year's third quarter, as we've successfully refinanced the syndicated loan amounting to close to 3 billion pesos. This transaction marks the completion of our financial structure, strengthening cycle, reducing financial expenses, and improving net cash flow. We are exploring opportunities to divest non-strategic assets to optimize returns on the and the flexibility to reduce debt or enabling strategic markets. Additionally, we are actively pursuing M&A opportunities to enhance returns while steadfastly working to diminish our unproductive assets by completing the construction of specific hotels under development, such as the City Express Plus Mexicali, City Express Plus Guadalajara Providencia, and soon City Express Cancun Aeropuerto and City Express Plus Monterrey Centro. By the end of the quarter, our non-productive assets have been reduced by close to 12% over the year. All in all, our strategy will focus on enhancing our free cash flow generation by optimizing our portfolio to achieve pre-COVID levels, promoting third-party projects in growing markets, and capitalizing the opportunities that nearshoring has brought. Furthermore, through our strategic relationship with Marriott, we expect to secure new management contracts, development, and supervision contracts in the short and medium term. Moving forward, we remain committed to strengthening our financial structure and improving our hotel offerings. I am confident that this new phase will lead us towards growth opportunities for the company. Now, I will pass the call to Santiago, who will give you more details on the results and the third quarter.
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to share with you our results from the third quarter of 2023. I'd like to begin by emphasizing some key strategic actions taken during the quarter regarding our balance sheet. Firstly, as Luis mentioned, we successfully concluded the refinancing of the syndicated loan for 3.05 billion pesos, resulting in a reduction of our net debt and an improvement in our net debt to EBITDA ratio from 5.3 times in third quarter 22 to 2.9 times in three quarter 23. This has allowed us to strengthen the company's financial structure. Looking to the quarterly results, my remark will be based on Hotelecity Express third quarter 2023 financial results as prepared under IFRS guidelines. We closed the quarter with a portfolio of 151 total hotels, one less than the third quarter of last year. Of these, 145 were considered established properties, one more than the third quarter of 2022. The chain operated 17,366 rooms in the quarter, 10 less than the third quarter of 2022. At chain level, our ADR increased 6.3% year over year to 1,205 pesos, while occupancy rates slipped by 0.1 percentage points over the same period to 56.5%. Taken together, RevPAR increased by 6.1% year on year, closing the quarter at 680 pesos. Stronger average daily rates and consistent demand led to an increase in the chain's RevPAR. The occupancy rate slowed down during the quarter, mainly due to the cyclicity of the industry and the integration with Marriott's platforms. Revenue reached 886.3 million pesos for the quarter. This is a 4.8% year-on-year increase and reflects the increase in ADR compared to the same quarter of 2022. Total costs for the quarter increased 9.7% year-on-year to 770.9 million pesos. This was directly related to the surge in sales, while costs per occupied room, night, and supplies expenses also increased. Third quarter adjusted EBITDA was 219.6 million pesos, a decrease of 18.9% year-on-year. This resulted in a margin of 24.8% and adjusted EBITDA 7.2 percentage points lower than recorded in the third quarter of 2022. This decrease was caused by a full quarter without franchise revenue generated by the sale of the brands to Marriott. Our comprehensive financing result decreased for the quarter to 136.5 million pesos, compared to 157 million pesos reported in third quarter 22. This was primarily due to a decrease in interest payments on our bank obligations following the 800 million loan prepayment made during the second quarter of 2023. At the end of the quarter, 75.8% of our total debt covered with a derivative instrument, capping the base rate of our loans at a weighted average cost of 11.1%. As a result, 3,181.3 million pesos of our debt is hedged against interest rate increases. At the end of last year, we were able to agree with our bank lenders to authorize financial covenant waivers until the fourth quarter of 2023, which showcases the strong relationship we have with our lending institutions. Financial liabilities decreased by 19.7% from 5,367.7 million pesos at the end of third quarter 22, 4,312.9 million pesos in third quarter 23. Cash and cash equivalents increased 41% year over year to 1,292.5 million pesos. We destined approximately 136.9 thousand pesos as part of a share repurchase plan in the third quarter of 2023 and completed the refinancing of the syndicated loan for 3.05 billion pesos. The financial terms and conditions are competitive, with an interest rate reduction of around 100 basis points to TIIE plus 225 basis. As a result, net debt decreased 32.1% versus fourth quarter 2022 to 3,020.4 million pesos. In summary, the third quarter of 2023 has been marked by substantial changes and adjustments as we continue our integration with Marriott International. With our resilient approach and commitment to strengthening our financial structure and our hotel operations, we're well prepared to navigate this transitional phase and leverage the synergies that lie ahead. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial *9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Andres Lomeli. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from LCA Capital. I just wanted to know a little bit about the integration with Marriott. And what were some of the hurdles that you had during this process that affected occupancy rates during the quarter? And as a follow-up question, I would like to know if you could provide some guidance as to the remaining CapEx that is left in order to complete the construction and development of the hotels that you have in the pipeline, Mexicali, Cancun, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Andres. Really, what we've been doing is, as you know, the platform that City Express owns for operating reservations and all the connections to the rest of the world in terms of the market reach, we had to do some adjustments to the software, which was made on time. We had to comply with all the requirements of Marriott's platform in terms of cybersecurity, which we were very close since the beginning. And then we did all those changes and together with the Marriott team, and we were able to go live. And in essence, the integration came without any major glitches in that go live. However, once you go into operations at the hotel level, there was many little things like a little bit more training in our personnel. The change of systems always changes gets I would say some difficulty in getting the whole system, the whole 153 properties and all the front desk ladies ready to go. That would be one of the minor. There is no one main reason. There are little things that happen. For instance, our customer base has a lot of walk-ins, so we had to do some fixes in the walk-in process. We also had to load all our company contracts or corporate contracts into the new base, and that had to be done in a very short period of time. We had a little bit of problem there, some delays, a couple of days. And then also, there were in different channels, we lost a little bit of presence in those channels in some of the hotels of the portfolio. So these are minor things that happened, and that was almost really impossible to have done a complete transformation of City into Marriott distribution channels overnight on the go live without certain adjustments that we had to do in operations, as I mentioned, some training and some systems. Today, we have seen towards the last 2 weeks of September, we have seen the comeback, October, I'm sorry. Late September and October, we have seen the recovery of those levels of production. So in essence, what what we will show with the main concern, I mean, the main objective of doing this transaction, it, on top of many things, was to have the power of distribution from Marriott add up to the strong distribution that we have in our current markets. So the end result, it didn't happen in September, in the third quarter, with these adjustments. But what you will see is that we will not be losing rooms from this integration based on reducing our presence in the domestic market and increasing or substituting rooms in the foreign markets. It's really they are going to add up, and the end result will be a stronger occupancy rates and fortunately better rates because of increasing demand in different properties and getting into the process of yield management for the whole chain. So we think it was, we have gone over 95-97% of the different little problems that we had, but now we're right on track.
Now, in terms of providing a little bit of guidance for the projects that are under construction and development, Andres, this is Santiago. We have five projects, and the investment that we need to make in order for these five projects to be fully terminated is around 260 million pesos. And I would like to point out that for two of these projects, we still need bank loans to come in for around 240 million pesos.
Perfect. Thank you very much for the clarity. Regarding those bank loans, do you expect to pull those funds during this year, or would it be for 2024?
We believe that one of them is going to be in 2024, and one could be late this year, early next year.
Pero bueno, City Express Cancun, the one in Cancun,
is that we have disbursed that loan.
Yeah, but okay, I was thinking,
and Monterrey Centro will be the one that we will disperse final this year, perhaps early next year. And then Mérida Siglo XXI is the one that we will be disbursing next year.
Yeah, and I was thinking more on the opening dates.
Okay.
The opening dates is November.
For Cancun Aeropuerto. Yeah. And Monterrey is likely to open in April next year.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your results.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question from the phone, dial *9, or if you have joined the call over Zoom, press the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. We will pause once more for questions. Our next question comes from the line. Oh, I think that question's gone away. Yeah, our next question comes from the line of Michael Burkle. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, my name is Michael from Zenon Investments. Congratulations on finishing most of the integration. Maybe you can walk us again through the exact changes due to the lost franchise revenue, because I seem to remember that you expected 4.5 percentage points in lower EBITDA or something like 140 million pesos. But it seems like we're more like 7.1%. And maybe you can walk us through the lost revenue. I think you mentioned 40 million. Then, you know, what happened on the expenses time, on the operating costs, total operating costs and SG&A, and how we should view the changes in the EBITDA and how you would like to recuperate over time. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for your question. This is Santiago. Well, yes, when we sold the brand, what happened is that we are not the 4.5% franchise fee that we charged before is going now to Marriott. Then we charge a 2.5% marketing fee that now approximately 1.25% goes to Marriott, and we are keeping a 1% percentage point that comes for direct marketing to the hotels. So that is what has gone to Marriott. That's the loss of revenue. Now, what we're planning on recuperating this comes from the savings that we're going to have at the hotel level from the distribution fees that we paid to basically to the OTAs. That has been reduced Now, the other way that we're going to recuperate is by the interests that we are gaining on the cash that we have right now, and the reduction in the interest expense that we're paying to banks.
See, to complement the reduction of revenue to the comp, to the operador, to the operating company, not only is a loss of revenue, we also got rid of a lot of expenses that we had, that every brand had, in order to provide the service. That means the image use of the brand. You have to keep up with standards, have to do some R&D, and you have to keep up the marketing channels, the distribution channels online. So those have been already disconnected. For instance, our call center, we used to have 40 people in the call center. We have no call center anymore. So the loss of revenue is not necessarily the loss in the P&L, in the bottom line. There are many expenses that go away with it. We calculated, and I think we made it public, no? That we were going to recover the loss of the contribution margin of the franchise and revenue. We were going to recuperate it in the following 12 to 14 months. And that it comes from savings in distribution to the hotels, reduction of fees and channel costs, reduction in operating a digital platform, which is cheaper and more effective. And as well, we were going to recuperate it through the savings in interest expense immediately after the receival of the 100 million that we received. And that is going to take an impact. It's going to have a positive impact, not only in the operating company, but mostly in the hotels, which they have the debt. And they also have the cost of operating, of distribution, a cost of sales. And in the OpCo, we immediately shed out several areas and personnel that reduced immediate cost. Roughly $6 to $7 million that we have as contribution of the operating company should be recovered in the next 12 months. As of today, even though the revenue has reduced, we are, in terms of EBITDA of the operating company, we're above budget and above the expectations that we had. So we have been successful in managing the reorganization that we had to do in terms of people, areas, expenses, space, and technical and computer costs.
Thank you very much. I mean, the line was broken sometimes, so I have a couple of other technical questions. So maybe, if okay with you, I can send them via email. And maybe if I can have one follow-on. It's the obvious question. It's a bit more qualitative, but we struggle a bit to see how you can get back to sustainable profitability given the high debt load. And maybe you can give us an update on where you see the main levers to reach that sustainable profitability on the bottom line level, right? Or on the free cash flow level. Do you foresee this to just happen by exactly the changes we just discussed and you explained? Or do we have to see also more inorganic stuff like further asset sales and refinancing maybe? But now you're refinanced for 7 years, so I don't expect much change there. Thank you.
I would suggest that call to follow on all those details that you request. It would take a couple of probably half hour of conversation to go over all the details that you want. I would suggest that call directly to our relations investor relations area with Hector, and definitely yep. We can give you all the info you might need.
Fantastic, thank you.
We will pause once more for any further questions. We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Luis Barrios for his closing remarks.
Yeah, for the last question, I just wanted to provide you with some more color. What we've been doing is reducing the leverage, the debt substantially by selling assets, increasing equity, and now doing selling the brand, and with the funds from the sale, we applied close to immediately 800 million pesos, that's 40 million US, a little bit more, to reduce the debt, the long-term debt. And we have continued with our schedule all along, our amortization schedule in time and current. We have reduced the rates. So what has happened is definitely the net cash flow has immediately started to kick in with a higher amount. And we still don't have the full recovery of the economy. And I would say that the economy has, the markets have recovered very unevenly throughout the country. So we see a good amount, a fair amount of hotels still in regional markets, which are not as they were before, but they haven't reached the pre-pandemic levels. And that is mostly in the center of the country, where we have the auto industry and we have a good part of the portfolio located in that region. We expect that is beginning to show signs of recovery. So we are believing that 2024 would be a good year in order to prove the profitability and the margins that our portfolio has, with more positive results than what we have shown this year, even though we continue to enhance our margins and grow our EBITDA to reasonable levels. Anyway, thank you for participating today in this call. We're pleased with improvements that the Meridian integration has achieved, and we expect more benefits should start to materialize during the following months. As always, we appreciate your trust as we work to generate value for our shareholders. Should you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We would be more than happy to speak to you. Thank you very much and good day.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect. Thank you.